Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Eugene P. Williams, and as always, it is my honor and a delight to lead us all in this time of devotion and prayer. As we continue reading through our new devotional, Immeasurably More, our reading for the day, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. Our focus scriptures are John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, and they read like this. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Excuse me, I actually am kind of thirsty this morning. That water's pretty good, but Jesus is right. I'm still thirsty. I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you all this morning, but I am still thirsty even after having this drink. Jesus meets the Samaritan woman at this well in John chapter 4, and they speak and they have this conversation, and he asks her for this, for a drink of water from the well. And she says to him, "The well is deep, and you have nothing to draw water with." And Jesus goes on, and they continue to have this conversation, and he tells her all the things that he knows about her, and he astonishes her, and he speaks of this living water that he gives, and she reminds him that you have nothing to draw from the well with, so how can you give me any type of living water? And she's mistaking the water that Jesus is speaking of as something that is tangible, as something that it needs to be drawn from a man-made or a man-dug well. What Jesus is actually speaking about is the well that we receive when we accept Jesus into our lives, when we accept the Holy Spirit to come and dwell with us. In this season, we are fasting and we are praying, and there are times when we are going to feel hungry. I believe those times are going to be every day. But more than we feel hungry, our souls thirst for God. Psalm 42 and verse 1 speaks about, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so does my soul thirst for you, O God." My soul thirsts for God. But Jesus comes along and he gives us access to a stream or a well of living water that will swell up in us if we simply yield to what the Lord has for us. If we simply go to God in prayer, if we simply go to God and to read God's word, to understand it and to ingest it so that it becomes a part of us. So when the challenges come day in and day out, when the frustrations come day in and day out, when the family problems come, there will be a stream of living water that will well up in us. If we simply tap in and draw from the well that is the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Friends, that's my encouragement for you today. Remember that as Christians, God gave us the gift not only of eternal life, not only of everlasting life, but the Spirit of God dwells within us, and we have unfettered access to that Holy Spirit. We have unfettered access to God at all times. And if we simply tap in, if we dip our drinking gourd into the well, we will always have something to drink. We will always be satisfied, because God is the one who satisfies the thirsts of our soul. Our soul's deepest thirst is for God. So why not reach for the one? Reach into the well. Why not dip from the well that is already within us? The Holy Spirit, the one that can satisfy that thirst. I may be thirsty again after drinking this water, but when that runs out, I'll always be able to go to God. I'll always be able to go to God with my problems, with my troubles, with my worries, with everything, with the hunger of my body, with the pain in my body, with the sickness that may be in my body. I'm always able to tap into the Holy Spirit, and I'm always able to go to God because Jesus gave us that unfettered access. And if we simply would accept it, we would always have it. Even when we thirst, it will never be far away. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful. We're so thankful for this spring of water that is welling up in our souls even now, that is satisfying the thirst of our spirits, satisfying the thirst of our souls, satisfying the thirst of our bodies. Lord, for everything that we long for in this world, you are the satisfaction of it all. You are the culmination of all of our hopes and all of our dreams and all of our desires. And so God, right now, we simply lean in and remember that Jesus gave us access to this living water. And we just want to say thank you for it now. We want to say thank you that this water is something that even when we feel low, that the glass of the living water is never half empty, but it is always completely full. Gracious God, there is someone on this call right now who may be feeling discouraged. There is someone under the sound of my voice who may be going through one of the worst challenges of their lives, or may even be going through something that they may consider simple, but it's simply annoying. God, let us dive deep. Let us drink deeply from the well of living waters, so that we always remember that we can tap into you, that we can tap into your spirit, and that we will understand how to move and how to act and how to reconcile and how to build relationship and how to spread your gospel. God, we pray right now that in the midst of this fast, that we will meet you in a new and exciting way, that we will understand that though we are hungry, though we are thirsty, that you are always with us. And as we walk throughout the days, oh God, let us be a living example. Let us be a bright and shining example of your grace and of your mercy and of your love and of your forgiveness, so that those who see us and those who interact with us know that we walk with the Lord and that the Lord is a well within us that is springing up and that our cup is overflowing. Lord, let us be the gospel that everyone can read and see on a daily basis. And Lord, we pray right now that all things shall be well, that we will make you proud, that we will live in ways that are acceptable in thy sight. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Lord, I thank you for hearing my prayer. Lord, I pray that you lean into all of us now, that you incline your ear to us, and that you hear the prayers that are whispered, that you hear the prayers that are still sitting in our hearts and in our spirits, and that you would move and do miracles, signs, and wonders, so that we will always be able to say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Forever and ever. It's in the matchless, marvelous, and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining us this morning. We pray that you will join us every Wednesday at 7:14 a.m. for this time of devotion and prayer. We pray that you also join us in the sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can join us in the sanctuary in person, or you can join us on any of our social media platforms, whether it's our website, www.rayofhope.org, or Facebook, or YouTube, or you can catch us on Instagram as well. Listen, we love you, and I pray right now that you will always remember that the Holy Spirit is in you, and that Holy Spirit has dug a well within you that is springing up with living water. God bless you. Have an amazing day.